Harris, Mr. Maximovich. Yeah, Mr. Maximovich.
May it please the court, I'm John Maximovich, and it's my honor to represent Mr. Jewel Harris, Sr. In this direct appeal. Mr. Harris was convicted of, as is outlined in the brief, but Mr. Harris was convicted of two counts of mail fraud, two counts of wire fraud, two counts of violations of Section 1957, which is referred to as the money laundering statute. He was sentenced to 71 months imprisonment. The sentence violates the ex post facto clause of the United States Constitution, and also is a result of an inaccurate application of the sentencing guidelines. And the government, in its brief, confessed error on that point. And unless the panel has questions directed toward that point, I would move on to my second argument. Now, in determining Mr. Harris's sentence, the court determined that the amount of loss attributable to Mr. Harris was in excess of $1,500,000. In essence, as a result of Mr. Harris's activity, the court determined that the city of Gary lost in excess of $1,500,000. To make a long story short, the city of Gary did not lose $1,500,000. The city of Gary got the benefit of Mr. Harris's work.
Didn't the city pay for it twice? Didn't they pay Reith Riley something like $3.5 million to do the excavation, get rid of that material, and then they pay Harris under some demolition removal contract?
Yes, Your Honor. The city of Gary paid Reith Riley for excavation, for digging a hole. The project was they were constructing a minor league baseball stadium.
Well, when they dig a hole, they've got to do something with that stuff.
Yes.
To get out of there, right?
Yes.
Didn't the contract include removal of that debris from the excavation?
It certainly did. However, Mr. Harris is operating Enterprise Trucking. Enterprise Trucking's contract with Reith Riley was a seasonal transportation contract. Pursuant to that agreement, Mr. Harris, Enterprise, provided transportation services for Reith Riley, not disposal services. Reith Riley would load Enterprise trucks, and Mr. Harris, Enterprise, would haul it away. There's a cost associated with disposing this debris, and somebody has to bear it. And Reith Riley paid Enterprise $91,000 for that.
But didn't Reith Riley agree with the city to bear that cost of the disposal of what they dug out of the ground?
Your Honor, yes, they did. However, Mr. Harris was not privy to that contract between the city and Reith Riley, and he wouldn't know what their arrangements were. There was a dispute at one point in time as to who had the duty, the responsibility to dispose of this debris, let's just call it debris, because it was virtually valueless. It's a liability to the person that has to get rid of it. At times it might have some value, but concrete, for instance, it has to be stored somewhere.
Sand probably could be used someplace else.
Sand could be used somewhere else, but when you look at the total number of loads that were removed from this site, 80% of the loads were either concrete, some form of debris, what's called dirty slag, which is slivers of brick and wood in sand that's unusable, slag, or unknown. The actual amount of sand somewhere a little bit shy of 20%. Sand, good pure sand, of course, can be used in other construction projects, and there's many uses for that. However, even the value of that is very low because the transcript reflects Reith Riley was delivering that to a company, Superior, that was building a bridge on U.S. 41, and getting paid by Superior to do that was the cost of driving it there. So in other words, Reith Riley was in a position, hey, what am I going to do with this stuff? And they made off very well, in my opinion, the way that I see it, by just loading this stuff on Enterprise trucks, and then now it's his duty to get rid of it, do something with it, put it somewhere, do something with it. And what he did, he had a contract with the city of Gary, two contracts with the city of Gary, one for hauling, one for disposing. He took it to the scales, weighed it, and the city of Gary paid him.
Of course, those contracts didn't come into existence until after he'd done all of the hauling and disposing, right?
No, that's not correct. The contracts, the hauling contract, Enterprise's hauling contract with the city of Gary, initially went into effect in 1998, and then in 2000, Enterprise got another contract with the city of Gary to dispose.
Weren't those contracts related to demolition materials for in-house demolition by the city?
Correct. They were to get rid of what's referred to as C&D,
So that's not what was happening here, right?
Yes, it is really what was happening. It is what was happening here. There's a little bit of confusion as to what came out of this hole and where this stuff came from. There were structures on this property, and there were scores of houses and commercial structures. There were large buildings there. Most of these bricks, concrete, wood, this other debris came from the demolition of those structures. I didn't do the trial. It was a very complicated case. There was a big rush to get this job done. Matter of fact, the city ended up having to pay a fine because they didn't get it done in time. And Reith Riley was in a hurry to start digging the hole, and they start scooping up the stuff, loading it on Enterprise trucks, and getting rid of it. And that more or less is what occurred there. But couple of the exhibits attached to the brief show structures that were on that property. As of July 2nd, there were structures there. So that's not all material at all that just came out of that hole. I don't know if I'm in my rebuttal time or not.
Yes, you're in your rebuttal time.
Okay, fine. Then I'll...
Okay, thank you. Mr. Van Warmer.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Bernie Van Warmer. I'm representing the government in this matter. As Mr. Maximovich pointed out, there really are two issues in this. The first issue is the sentencing calculation. I should have caught it, and we didn't. The second issue really is the issue of what was billed for and who was billed. The gist of this case was, as the Court just mentioned, Reith Riley had a contract with the city of Gary. The Gary agreed to pay Reith Riley $3.4 million or $3.5 million to do the site preparation work to construct a minor league baseball stadium. Part of that contract required that Reith Riley excavate the site where the baseball stadium was going to be, where the infield was going to be, because it's lower than ground level. Instead of walking up into a stadium like Wrigley Field, you walk down into a ditch. Part of the contract required Reith Riley to not only excavate that material, but also to dispose of it. So the material that came out of the hole, once it came out, actually belonged to Reith Riley. It was a valuable commodity. That was the testimony at the trial. Reith Riley, in fact, entered into contracts with a couple of other construction companies, one of which was building a bridge overpass on Highway 41, as Mr. Maximovich pointed out. That was a valuable commodity that was actually sold to the second construction company, so it wasn't something that was a liability to them. The Reith Riley subcontracted the trucking work to Enterprise Trucking and Hauling and Waste Hauling, and the agreement was Reith would pay Enterprise Trucking, I believe it was $65 an hour, I'm not sure on the exact dollar amount, just for transportation materials. The material belonged to Reith. Reith hired Enterprise simply to transport it. It was still Reith's responsibility to dispose of the material, whether they could sell it or whether they had to pay for disposal. As we pointed out in the brief, once the stadium site was cleared, in other words, all the buildings were gone, then the actual excavation came out. The overwhelming testimony at the trial was that all the material, the majority of the material that came out of that hole was dirt, sand, material that you'd find if you excavated a hole. There wasn't any building demolition debris. Reith had no interest in the weights of the loads. It didn't want the each truckload weighed, and never provided instructions to have any of the loads paid, weighed. Mr. Harris came up with a scheme to have his daughter work at the city-owned Gary Sanitary District scales to weigh each of these trucks as it came along. And what happened was, because each time a truck went across a scale, I get a weigh ticket, weighed, 18,000 pounds or whatever the weight was. Mr. Harris then had each of those weigh tickets attached to an invoice to the city of Gary. He billed Reith Riley, and Reith Riley paid him for hauling the material. He then used those same weigh tickets to bill the city of Gary. And each of those weigh tickets
When you say same weigh tickets, I thought you said Reith Riley wasn't interested in weight.
That's exactly correct. Reith wasn't. Reith
so
didn't.
But I thought you said that when Enterprise billed Reith Riley, it attached the weight sheets to the invoice.
If I did, that was an error. I apologize. The billing to Reith was strictly on an hourly basis. The billing to the city.
This weighing by the daughter, those weights would not have been communicated to Reith?
Reith had, no, that was a testimony at trial. Reith had no idea the trucks were being weighed. Had no interest in the weights. The scale tickets, the receipts showing how much each of these trucks weighed, were attached to invoices that were then billed to the city. And each of those invoices was marked HAUL/DISP, which at trial the daughter testified meant hauling and disposing. They were billed under the guise of an expired contract. Enterprise Trucking got a contract, for example, to dispose of building demolition debris. If the city knocked down an abandoned building or a condemned building, the bricks and the mortar and the window frames and all of that had to be loaded and hauled. That's the contract that Enterprise Trucking had. It started in June of 2000, and it expired 1 year later in June of 2001. So the bills that were sent to the city purported to be billing demolition debris and purported to be under the guise of this now expired contract.
But weren't those weight statements identified as coming from the baseball diamond site?
Yes, yes. They were. Each of the material was identified. In fact, the most telling testimony actually came in cross-examination during the trial. An IRS agent who worked the case agent, was asked about, the gist was, how do you know what came out of there? And the response from the IRS agent was, I examined all of the invoices that went from Enterprise Trucking to the city for work on a baseball stadium, and I examined all of the invoices that went from Enterprise Trucking to the city on other unrelated work. And the 774, how many ever, way tickets and loads that were the subject of the indictment were all identified as having been excavation materials dug out of the hole, all of them. And that testimony was uncontroverted at trial. The only person who testified in a contrary manner was Mr. Harris himself at his sentencing hearing, and he simply said, the agent is wrong. He misunderstood the entire project. So, and if you think about it, the dollars involved, Mr. Harris is saying, I need to get paid $1.5 million by the city to dispose of the materials that only cost $91,000 to haul. You know, it defies common sense.
Now, these materials, did they go to this construction site that you mentioned? What happened to them?
Some of the materials went to the construction site for Superior Construction. It was a road building project. It was sold by Reith to Superior.
What happened to the rest of it?
Some of the concrete, there was some concrete, like from curbings and building foundations. Some of that stuff was recycled. They put it in a crusher and recycle it for base material for roads.
But did Enterprise give all that stuff to Reith Riley?
Some of it was disposed of by Reith. At some point during the project, Mr. Harris recognized that some of the material was valuable. In other words, the concrete. He actually rented a concrete crusher and said, I'd like to get some of the concrete material. Reith agreed. I believe the testimony at trial was that material was hauled to an Enterprise lot and stored, not disposed of.
So your argument is that everything that Enterprise did was pursuant to its contract with Reith Riley, and so what it billed the city for was that was all double billing? Is that your argument?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the fraud is what? Just the submission of invoices that were not actually authorized by a contract? Is that the fraud?
Or? The fraud, really, we talked about it at the trial in terms of double billing, but actually it was a false billing. There was one billing, legitimate billing, to Reith Riley for the hauling materials. The billing to the city really wasn't a double billing. It was a fraudulent billing because what it said was, here's an invoice to haul and dispose of this load of building demolition materials, when in fact there were no building demolition materials, and that load never existed. It was material that was hauled, was sand and dirt that was hauled out of the hole, and stuff that was paid for by Reith Riley in the first place.
So so you're adding the mention of demolition materials in the invoice. That's false because you're saying it was all the dirt and sand in the infield.
Yes. Yes. In fact, the agent was specifically, I asked the agent a specific question. You just testified that all the material, the subject of these 700 and how many ever invoices, was material that came out of the hole, excavated material. He said, yes. He said, is any of these invoices at all, it's the subject of the indictment, debris that came from demolishing any of the buildings on the site? He said, no.
Well, what about these cement blocks that you mentioned?
There was some sporadic concrete. There's references in the trial testimony to what they called dirty sand. An ideal load would be a load of pure sand. Sometimes they ran into material that was from a house foundation or something that had been buried. That was hauled out. Some of it was initially kept by Reith Riley. Some of it was disposed by Reith Riley. And later on in the project, some of it was kept by Enterprise Trucking because it was a valuable commodity. It wasn't disposed of.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Maksimovich, how much time does he have? 2 minutes? Yeah.
(Clears throat) Very briefly, Reith Riley wasn't interested in the wait because they were paying by the hour. They were paying $60 an hour for hauling to Enterprise. And they could.
What was the benefit to the city of all this?
Well, it got rid of all this debris and all.
Reith Riley had contracted with Enterprise to remove the stuff.
Well, as a subcontractor, Reith Riley, the city had an affirmative action ordinance, and the excavator had to hire a certain number of minority contractors. Reith Riley benefited
But didn't Reith Riley hire Enterprise to haul this stuff away?
Yes, Your Honor.
So then why was Enterprise billing the city for the same thing, for the same service?
Well, for my understanding is Enterprise was billing the city for the cost of disposing of that material. Reith Riley was loading it.
No, Reith, I don't understand. Reith Riley hires Enterprise to haul the stuff away. Well, where does disposal come in? Where is Harris Enterprise? Where is it supposed to haul it to?
That's the whole question, and that's where the cost comes in. Reith Riley should have gave some direction to Enterprise: haul it here, haul it there. Aside from a small number of loads of sand that went to Superior, for this road construction. They gave no direction to Enterprise as to what to do with it.
So why did Enterprise ask, where should we haul it? Get it. Very puzzling.
I understand. I don't really know the answer to that. I do know with the concrete and...
The contract between Enterprise and Reith Riley doesn't say anything about where this material is to be hauled?
Your Honor, it doesn't. I did read.
Is this hauled?
Haul and dispose of. That's what.
Well, if it's
did.
Being paid to dispose of it, why is it billing this? Why is Enterprise billing the city? For what?
Because Enterprise was disposing of it, I'm assuming, pursuant to the directions of the city.
Is there evidence of that?
The city, there's evidence that the city knew that Enterprise trucks were on the site removing debris from the location, and they were taking it to the scales, weighing it, and the city was paying for it. So it seemed to me that the city was aware of what was occurring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. And you were appointed, were you not?
No, I was retained.
Okay. Well, we thank you anyway, and we thank Mr. Van Wormer as well.
Thank you.
The next